Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Filling in for our host, Marty Grunder, this week is Grow Group Vice President Vince Torchia. I'll let him take it from here.
Hi, everybody. Vince Torchia from The Grow Group here for another exciting episode of The Grow Show powered by Steel. It's October, right? We're in the last quarter of 2024. We're all looking towards 2025. Today, I wanted to do a little bit of a past future mindset on The Grow Show relating back to our Grow event. Grow 2025 will be here before we know it. Again, it's in Columbus, Ohio, February 24th, 25th, 26th at Hidden Creek, right? They're going to be our featured tour host. Jason Cromley and his team are putting together an awesome experience for us. I'm very fortunate that I get to facilitate Jason's peer group that he's in with us, his ACE group with Jim Cali. So we've gotten a chance to get to know him really well over the last 3 years of being his peer group facilitator. And they're going to put on a great event. But what I also wanted to talk about was the awesome event we did in 2024 this year in February in Des Moines. Yes, that's right. If you didn't know, we took a whole group of people to Des Moines, Iowa in February to go see RJ Lawn and Landscape, Ryan and Annette McCarthy's great company in Des Moines, who, again, I have the pleasure of facilitating their ACE peer group personally. I've known Ryan and Annette for 10 years. They've got an amazing company in Des Moines, and they're different than Hidden Creek. So I wanted to talk about some of my takeaways from Des Moines earlier this year in February and contrast that with what I know will be takeaways for people in 2025 at Hidden Creek. So let's rewind the clock back. It's February 2024. We're at Des Moines, Iowa. The day of the tour, by the way, at Grow 2024, it was like 55 degrees. So all the naysayers about why would you take us to Des Moines? Why would we do that? You were all wrong. Marty did his weather dance. He probably used up all of his good graces on that. But we had an amazing event. So at RJ, number one takeaway for me from that visit was the operational mindset that the RJ team has. As you've heard us say many times before, it was one of our ACE paperweights that we send out every year. As goes the leader, so goes the team. Ryan and Annette McCarthy, the leaders of RJ Lawn and Landscape, have an operational mindset. As goes the leader, so goes the team. What type of mindset do you think their team leads with? That's right, operational. They know how to get work done. That's part of how they sell themselves as a service. We can get it done. We can do it. We can make it look great. We can make you look great as a commercial contract or as a commercial building owner, property manager, facilities manager. We'll make you look good, but we can get the work done and we'll do it well. So that's their default mindset, which, by the way, really important in landscaping, especially when you're doing commercial work, snow work for large corporations, large commercial work. You've got to be good at the landscaping, right? So not everything, right? That's not the whole component, but you've got to be putting out a good product. And Ryan and Annette do that. And they do that with an operational mindset. So when they come up across a challenge or an opportunity, that's what they lead with. How are we going to get this done? What do we need to do to get it done? How are we going to beat the hours? And how are we going to make this easy on our team? Right? The operational mindset does not just stick with the owners and go, hey, we go and sold all this work, team go figure out what to do with it all. No, they're boots on the ground. They understand the opportunities and the challenges on every property, but they operate from that mindset of, we don't care what it is, there's a way to get it done. And there's a way to get it done the RJ way, which is delivering it with great quality to our customers and having our team be successful on property. So if you're struggling, right, with that mindset from an operations perspective, that's what you want to key into. Go back and listen to that episode with Ryan and Annette. They'll talk to you a little bit more about the specifics, but they just have the mindset of, we're going to find a way to get this done and we're going to get it done well. Sales can bury operations all they want. They can try their best. Not going to happen at RJ. We are going to operate this landscaping business and operate it well from a mindset perspective. There's always a way to get it done. Number two, the intentionality behind their facility. Oh my gosh, for everybody that got to go to Des Moines to see their facility and their company, we're blown away. People think that building is brand new. That building's almost 7 years old, which is amazing, right? It looks spotless. It's clean. I think you could perform a surgery in there if you had to. It was so great. But other than just the facility being great, the intentionality behind the facility. So a couple of things I wanted to mention about the intentionality of their actual building. Number one, they have rooms where the people that work together in departments sit across from one another. How many companies have sales in one area of the building, production in one area of the building, admin in a whole other area? RJ has this great, almost bullpen-like part of their building where the peers sit with their peers across an aisle in cubes. Brilliant, right? Hey, I got a question about the Jones job. Hey, I got a question about this property. Instead of having to walk all the way around or going find the person, they're sitting like across from you, right? So the department people sit with other department people. Thought that was brilliant. Not used to seeing that, which was great. Number two, their training room in the basement. People that were there know exactly what I'm talking about. RJ's a big snow company, right? Des Moines, Iowa, commercial provider. They've got to do snow. They've got to have a nice area where they can train and keep people motivated through winter. They've got two training rooms in their basement, both with big screens, both with rolling doors, both with the ability to be operating at the same time without, right, too much noise. Training and investment in your people is the name of the game for most companies, right? Going forward, right, we are looking to create leaders within our team. We're not just going to keep finding people off the street that are perfect. We're going to make them, right? That's the mindset to take. And RJ's intentionality of putting a training room in their building, again, many years ago, before it was popular, was such a great idea. I love that training room and love the concept. And then number three, their command center. Central in the building, roll-up garage door, monitors, whiteboard, high-top tables, everything that you need to have a great stand-up command center control meeting so that people can get what they need to get and get out and go work on properties. That command and control center, whether it's snow, plant healthcare, maintenance, residential services, whatever it is, whatever information you're looking for, you can get it from that command center. I just love it. It's such a communal place. People gather around there after the day. They sit and talk about what happened. Just that command center concept, again, the intentionality behind it was so great. The garage doors come up on a beautiful spring or fall day in Des Moines. And again, it's just a great way to start or end the day from that command center. So operational mindset, intentionality behind the facility, and number three, the culture they have around their team. Knowing Ryan and Annette for as long as I have, like I said, almost 10 years, I knew they were operators. I knew they had a great intention behind their facility. I'm still blown away by the culture they have from a team member perspective. I've never been to a place where their team members are all friends. They're in each other's weddings. Annette and Ryan have presided over weddings of their team. They have team events. They have baby showers. They have diaper kegs. They do everything for their team at their facility because they're friends. What a testament to their culture. And it's not, by the way, hey, if you're not friends with people, you can't work here. Ryan and Annette just have that spirit. They have that friendliness that people want to work there and work with their friends. And they do that at RJ. It's really amazing what they've cultivated. But Ryan and Annette have been open to that. They didn't shy away from letting their team stay there and have conversations. They didn't shy away from letting them host, right, what might be a personal event at their facility on a weekend, right? They want to empower their team. They have such an amazing culture. And again, that starts at the top. So they allow themselves to have that relationship with their team members, and it really shows through. And you can imagine what that does for a team on a cold day after 36 hours of plowing, on a hot day in Des Moines when you've got to finish a property. You don't want to let your friend down, right? You don't want to let your team down. So that culture that they've built there really speaks volumes to the type of people they are and the type of team they're building, which is great. So operational mindset, there's a way to get it done. We're going to figure out a way to get it done. And by the way, we're going to tell our clients that. That's how we're going to sell. Number two, the intentionality of that facility is amazing. The training room, the command center, the hubs they've built, the brand that they unleash, right, and put into that building, the intentionality behind that facility was so great to see. And then number three, the culture, right? The amazing relationships built within the company to sustain the growth they want to sustain, to work harder on that hot day, to work longer on that snow day. They don't want to let each other down. And that's an amazing thing to see. So those were my big takeaways from RJ. What I'm excited for people to see at Hidden Creek are many of the same things. Intentionality behind the facility, 100%. Hidden Creek's facility is amazing, right? It's beautiful. It speaks to the kind of work that they do. But that's my first takeaway that everyone's going to see at Hidden Creek. They are a hardcore classic landscape design company. Holy smokes, do they design and deliver an amazing product. So number one for them is going to be design. They do beautiful projects, amazing projects that they spend time on with landscape architects, with designers, with thoughtful designs, their design center, which you'll see on the tour. That's a huge part of their selling process, right? They are the premium product. They are the five-star service company, and they're going to deliver five-star designs. It's great to see a company, again, whether it's residential or commercial, doesn't matter, that does beautiful landscaping work, right? And so they do that on a massive level, but they are a true landscape design service company. And this design center they have is great. They bring their clients there. It's not, hey, if you want to come by and see our design center, come by and see it. It's go, no, this is part of our sales process. You need to come to Hidden Creek as a customer, a prospective customer, and see what we're doing because it's different than everybody else. So they build that into their sales process. They build that into their culture. But number one, they are true designers. They are true landscape professionals. It's great to see that. Number two, the intentionality they have behind planning. You'll get to know Jason Cromley. He's a planner. He's a doer. He fills up his notebook every time I see him with plans and things he wants to do. He stays organized. They're a planned company, whether it's quarterly goals, annual goals, metrics, scoreboards. Again, as goes the leader, so goes the team. They take that mindset right from the top of leadership. Everything's going to be planned. Everything's going to be buttoned up. Everything's going to be dialed in. It doesn't mean we can't change course. It doesn't mean we can't reforecast. It doesn't mean we can't make adjustments, but they are not going to get caught without a plan. And that's a beautiful thing to see. Part of that has evolved over time, right? The larger the company becomes, like Hidden Creek, over $20 million in revenue, right? The more planning you have to do because there's more moving parts. There's more opportunity for error. There's just more going on. So the more planning we have to have. But Jason and the team at Hidden Creek are really intentional about their planning process and really intentional about strategic thinking. And again, it's going to show through on their tour. So number one, the design and work that they do is amazing. Going to be incredible to get a sneak peek of how they do that and how they involve customers in their sales process. Number two, the intentionality they have behind planning, right? How they plan, what they look for, how they can ensure they're going to stay on target for the goals they have as company and as team members. And then finally, number three for Hidden Creek, which you're going to feel the minute you get there, they are a competitive company. They want to win. And that is an infectious mindset to be around. They don't want L's, they want W's, and they're going to do whatever they can to keep getting W's. And that's a culture thing, right? No different than RJ's culture of a team environment, of our friends at work. We're going to lean on one another. We're going to get work done through one another. We're going to be friends and we're going to win in the process. Hidden Creek shares that same mentality towards winning. Right? We want to win as a company. We pride ourselves on winning. We stick our neck out there and say we're the best and we're going to deliver. And if you've met Jason, you see that come through. And again, it follows through with his team. But that winning mindset, that winning attitude, it really is infectious, right? Even me talking about it now makes me go want to win, right? And so they've got that attitude permeating through that company. And that's a reflection of many things, right? It's a reflection of the planning that they do. It's a reflection of the work that they do. It's the mindset that they take on that we are a number one type of company. We have a bullseye on our back and we're still going to go hit it hard every day and win. So I hope that gives you a picture, right, of some of my takeaways from RJ, some of the takeaways I've already had from Hidden Creek. I'll have a boatload more, right, when we go through there in February of 2025 for our Hidden Creek tour at Grow 2025. But hopefully that gives you a sneak peek into that. I love getting to work with Ryan and Annette as part of our ACE peer groups. I'm their facilitator along with Megan Parker. I love getting to work with Jason Cromley and his peer group, the TBDs, that I facilitate with Jim Cowai. We have such a deep relationship as a result of that in the peer group that, again, that will shine through deeply at Grow 2025 in Columbus. If you're interested in joining a peer group, we have our ACE Discovery meeting November 12th through the 15th. If you want to see what is this group all about that Ryan and Annette are a part of, that Jason Cromley is a part of, that Vince facilitates, right? If you want to see what that's about, come join us for our ACE Discovery meeting and take advantage of our early bird signups of Grow 2025. Early bird ends at the end of October. Sign up now, get your discount, get your plans made, use some of that intentionality to plan your 2025 education. And I look forward to seeing you next, whether it's at ACE Discovery or at Grow 2025. Say hello, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.